Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at working with OFS, Online Filipino Specialists. This is episode 222, How I Think Through Automating a Process with OFS. Okay, so when I was in college, one of my roommates and I didn't see eye to eye. And actually, we were really good friends, and we still are to this day. We just had a disagreement about small businesses. So I told him that I wanted to run my own business when we were done with college. And he was like, don't you know small businesses work more than anyone else? And I was like, well, I mean, I think I can do it differently. He was like, well, good luck with that. And I mean, we laugh about that now because I've worked like 17 hours a week for the last 12, 15 years. And he's a doctor and he works like crazy. And as a doctor, he treats cancer. So he's a radiation oncologist and he works with cancer every day. But along with that, he told me that there's so much procedural work that goes on. So he came to me a couple weeks ago and said, hey, how could a VA help me in my business? And so I want to talk through what I asked him and what we talked about and so that he could understand how someone could help him in his business. So I said, what do your days look like? So he said, I review patient notes, I see patients, I write notes about those patients, and I treat patients. So I said, well, tell me more about your writing notes. Like, what does this entail? So he went through it, we talked all through it, and it turns out that most of his time isn't spent with patients. Most of his time is spent in procedure stuff, like writing notes and what happened and what is going to happen and how did the patient react? And he's just writing all this stuff down, partly so that they can provide better care and partly for lawsuit purposes. So what I suggested to him was that he hire an OFS with medical transcription experience. And then when he's done seeing a patient, he can voice record everything he just talked about with that patient. So he's not actually recording the patient because I think there's some HIPAA problems there, but he can record everything that he would normally write in a note, which is much, much faster and probably more accurate because he's talking through it immediately after getting out of the patient. And then send that voice recording to your OFS, who is going to not just transcribe it, but turn it into a written note like you would. He was like, well, can they really do that? Yes, they can. Now, it's not going to turn out how you want it the very first time. It's going to take some practice. But after they do it wrong the first time, then you can say, okay, now I see how you've done this. Let's go back and change it like this. When I talk about this, I want you to do this. When I talk about this, I want you to do this. Because he's talking about the same things over and over again. And you can condition them to write the note how you want it written. And then when they've written it, they send it back to you and you can edit it or review it or modify it or whatever. And really what you can do is give them more feedback so it comes back to you more of how you want it done. And then when you get really good at this, you're just looking at a note and reading it and maybe editing it or adding to it or clarifying things rather than writing the whole note yourself. So he's like, can I really find someone who could do this? Like someone who could transcribe what I'm writing, someone who understands medical language. Yeah, you could. Could they really do good writing? Like, are they really that fluent in English? Yes, they are. And then he's concerned about, well, what if it takes them 4 hours to write this note? It would only take me 45 minutes. Well, that's 45 minutes of your time that bills out at, I don't know, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour. I don't know what it bills out at, but wow, that's a lot of time savings for you. So I leveled with him, like, as a doctor, your most precious asset is your time. The only thing that matters, the only thing you get paid for is your billed time. And so anything you can do to lessen your time or make your time more efficient is going to be worth it. And this is true for just about any business owner. Will the notes come back perfect the first time? No. Will it take you more time to write the first 10 notes? Yes. You could have done it faster yourself those first 10 times. But after that, maybe it takes you the same amount of time. And after 20 notes, maybe it takes you less time. And every note after that, you're saving time. And I don't know how many notes he writes a year, hundreds, thousands. After talking all through this, we figured he could probably save about 6 hours a week just by editing notes and recording audios instead of writing notes all the time. 6 hours a week that's a lot of time. Like that's, for him, that's 6 hours of bike riding that he could be doing with his kids instead of writing notes about patients. So for you, what could you save some time in by hiring an OFS. What could an OFS do that might take a little bit of burden off of you? At onevaoa.com, I will walk you through the process of finding a great person. I've done this enough times now, I'm very confident that if you use my OneVAOA training, you will find a great person the first time, they'll stick with you, you'll be able to teach them really well how to do exactly what you want done. It works out really, really well. OneVAOA.com.